Welcome, thirsty soul. The South Main Church of Christ podcast is intended as a collaborative effort between the Churches of Christ in East Central and Southeast Ohio who sing vocal music during worship services. Our goal with the podcast is simple: to connect the message of Christ with you through the lessons from the Bible. We hope you will find this podcast to be a fountain for all. Hi, this is Jim Lanning. On this week's South Main Church of Christ podcast, I'm talking with Terry Townsend again, pulpit minister from New Concord Church of Christ, to talk about why stop the chariot. We started this last time, and we'd like to continue with that. And we're glad that you're listening again. If you haven't heard the first one, I would suggest you do that.
We had a radio program where I used to preach, and they listened to me every single Sunday. I found out later that they would call me their preacher. He's my preacher. Never darkened the door of the church building. Didn't know him from Adam, but they believed that just tuning in for a few minutes, and I want to encourage the people that are tuned in right now, you keep doing that, but that alone doesn't save you. You have to respond to the gospel.
My conversation with Terry in a few moments. First, let's get details about the Christian news from Jared.
The Christian news is a page on our church website, which includes an extensive list of stories we've covered on our podcast and is updated regularly with news story links. Some of the stories posted include a link from Channel 10's interview with Ohio State defensive end Jack Sawyer about God and football, a link to World Video Bible School's video about AI and the Bible, and Vice President J.D. Vance's warning about AI being weaponized to rewrite history and censor speech. Many more topics can be found on the Christian News page on our website. That's smcocnl.org.
We heard the joyful sound, Jesus says, Jesus says. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus says, Jesus says. Bear the news to every land, find the sea and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command, Jesus says, Jesus says.
Now, Tyler has this week's inspirational thought.
Brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved. If you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 2. I'm Tyler Waite.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, amazing grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Now, the conversation. Hi, Terry. We're glad to have you here again today.
Good to be back. Yeah, excited. I appreciate the opportunity, and I really appreciate all of you who have tuned in, our audience. And I hope that you've got a Bible in hand. I believe God made his word easy. It's not grievous, as John would write in, what is that, 2 John, 1 John chapter 2 or 3. It's not burdensome. It's not complicated. The problem is man comes along and we like to complicate it because we sometimes think we know more than God. We in the Church of Christ, we're going back to the Bible. Let's just see what God says, and let's use reason and logic. And we're going to do that in this lesson today. We started this You know, this last time, we didn't really get too far into the lesson, but it's about Philip and the eunuch. Most of you in Acts chapter 8, and I hope if you're listening, you've got a Bible, and you'll follow along. I'll read some verses. I'm a King James guy. You may be reading from a different translation, and that's fine. I'll probably paraphrase some of it today for time's sake. Philip is scattered with other Christians. They had left Jerusalem because of persecution in Acts chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. And Philip's an evangelist. He's preaching and teaching the gospel. And I mentioned the last time we were together, verse 12, a key verse in Acts chapter 8. And really, you have to understand that verse to understand what follows. It says that Philip was preaching things concerning the kingdom of God. That would be the Lord's church. The kingdom of God. The kingdom and church are used interchangeably. The kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. So when we talk about the gospel system or the faith that we're under today and what they proclaimed in the first century and what we're proclaiming today, and we're under that law, the law of Christ today, we have to understand that Christ and things concerning the kingdom go hand in hand. A lot of people want Christ minus the church, or they want things all about the church minus Christ. You've got to put the two together, and that's what we'll see kind of play out here in Acts chapter 8. But you come down to verse 26. We read where the angel of the Lord came to Philip. Philip was having success. That is, he was teaching and baptizing people up there in Samaria. But he says the Spirit came to him and said, I want you to go to this desert place where there's not a lot of people. And he does. And it is interesting that, and I think that's kind of the attitude we need to have as God's people.
Yes.
Now, obviously, the Spirit of the Lord, that God doesn't work the same way today as he did in the first century. Now, he speaks to us. He speaks to us through what? His written word. We have that today. But when we open that word and we study it, we read passages like, well, let's just say Mark 16, 15 and 16. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Or Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Or Luke 24. Or Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And these passages, and we go, well, wait a minute. What was the Lord's mission? His purpose for coming was to seek and to save the lost. Luke 19, verse 10. What did he commission his disciples then and commissions us to do today? To go into all the world and preach the gospel, the saving gospel. Our attitude should be, let's do it, let's go. And that's exactly what Philip did. He arose and he went. He didn't go, you know, I'm having success here. I think I'll just stay here a while. Or I don't really want to go down there. Those people down there, they're not that good of people. You know, that's the other side of the tracks. And you know how those people live. He didn't question the Lord. He went, he arose and he went, verse 27. And he comes across this man sitting in a chariot. The man's described as an Ethiopian eunuch. He's a man of authority. He's carrying the treasure, or was it responsible for carrying the treasure of a queen. And he had been to Jerusalem and now returning home, but he had been to Jerusalem for to worship God. While he was there, obviously, he had heard some things, maybe things about Christ he had never heard before. And I say that, and you know, we say, well, that's kind of assumption there. Well, I don't think so when you follow the text. He's studying from Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit, verse 29, said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Philip ran thither to him. That's King James, basically put. He ran. He ran straight to him. Now, I find that interesting. How many of us, as God's people, have that much energy, are willing to run and join ourselves to somebody who's studying the Scripture? That should be our attitude. And he heard him reading from the prophet Isaiah. And so Philip asked a question. Do you understand what you're reading? You know, when you talk about evangelism and teaching people the gospel, we've got to start where people are. We need to. So he, do you understand what you're reading? Well, he said, I can't. How can I except some man should guide me? And so he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. There's a sense of mannerism or courtesy here. I tell people in the congregation at New Concord all the time, don't use tact. Don't just force yourself in. You know, be nice to the people. After all, if you're going to their home, it is their home. Knock on their door to introduce yourself. And then just allow that conversation to develop. You're soon going to find out whether or not they're interested or not interested in Christ and the church. This man was. And he invites him into the chariot. And now we'll just paraphrase for sake of time. They begin at the same scripture, and Philip preached unto him Jesus. Now, wait a minute. What was Philip preaching back in verse number 12? Things concerning Christ and the Lord's kingdom, the church. Now, there, the first part of this, as he gets up into the chariot, he's reading from Isaiah 53, as we know it today, Isaiah 53. What is that? That's a messianic prophecy. What is a messianic prophecy? A prophecy concerning the coming of the Christ. And it kind of gives in detail then what Christ would ultimately do. He came to be crucified, and we see that in that text. So he starts at that same scripture, and he preached unto him Jesus, verse 35. Verse 36, as they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What's hindering me from being baptized? Now, he goes from verse 35, using the same scripture and preaching unto him Jesus, verse 12, preaching unto him, to the very next verse, water. What's hindering me from being baptized? Now, we're not given between those two verses what all was being preached or taught. But we go back to verse 12. What was Philip preaching earlier? Things concerning Jesus Christ and things concerning the
kingdom.
The kingdom.
Right.
So obviously in that conversation, preaching Jesus Christ, the gospel, death, burial, and resurrection, the messianic prophecy, Isaiah 53, here's water. You would have to then, using logic, conclude Philip was also telling him what he needed to do to become a citizen of the kingdom of God. Right. And that begins in the watery grave of baptism, because he asked, here's water, what is hindering me from being baptized? Philip said in verse 37, well, if you believe with all your heart, thou mayest. And he answered that, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. There's the great confession. Here it is, and he commanded the chariot to stand still. They went down, both Philip and the eunuch, into the water together, and Philip baptized him. And they came up out of the water, and they went on their way rejoicing. Here's the question that we want to pose. Why stop the chariot? Why stop the chariot if goodness and righteousness alone saves? A lot of people believe, I'm a moral person, I'm a good person. And I believe when you look at this man, he had been to Jerusalem for what purpose? To worship God. Mm-hmm. Well, that's honorable. That's good. He was responsible. He had the authority. He was in charge of the queen's treasure. He obviously had proven himself to be a man of integrity. He was a good and righteous man. If that alone saves, being good, being moral, being right, going to church, if that alone saves, then why? We have to ask ourselves, why did he stop the chariot and go down into the water? Here's another question. If just reading the Bible is enough, why did he stop the chariot? What was he reading from? Isaiah. He was in the chariot before even Philip got there, because as Philip is called to him, he finds the man doing what? Reading Old Testament scripture. If reading the scripture, reading the Bible is enough, and it is something all of us should do, right. We should study. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the only way man can know what God wants man to do, or what God wants man to do, is to get into the book. But if that alone saves, why did he stop the chariot? I've known people, maybe you have too, I don't know if you've ever encountered people. I knew a guy back in the mountains of East Tennessee, a good man, good righteous man, who read his Bible every single day, knew that Bible inside and out. But he believed that was enough. He didn't go to church. He believed he was saved. He believed he was saved because he was reading the Bible. And so we got into discussions. Ultimately, he came around and obeyed the gospel, but he believed initially that's all it was. Here was a man that could quote the scripture. He knew more Bible than I did. I think I'm a little further in my Bible knowledge than I was 25 years ago, but I still got a long way to go. This man knew the book inside and out, but he believed that was all that he needed to do to be saved. And we run across people like that. And maybe some that are listening today are, you know, well, I'm a good person. I'm a moral person. I've never murdered anybody. I don't really cuss. And I go to church from time to time, and I read the Bible. And maybe they're thinking, well, that's all that I have to do. Well, if that's the case, the eunuch was doing all that and more.
Right.
Why did they stop the chariot?
Right.
Why did they stop the chariot? We need to read our Bibles. The Bible says in James 1, beginning of verse 21, we're to lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and we're to receive with meekness the engrafted word, notice, which is able to save our souls. But we're to receive it. What does that mean? We're to take it in. We're not only to hear the word. That's what James talks about beginning in James chapter 1, the very next few verses going into chapter 2. But we're to be doers of that word also.
Amen.
And it's not enough just to hear the word. You've got to heed it, hear it, and heed it, as I often say, or read it and do it. Ezra, I love that Old Testament scribe. In chapter 7 of Ezra, chapter 7, verse number 10, Ezra, it says of Ezra that he read the word, and he did what the word taught, and he shared it. Right. It wasn't enough just to hear it. He then obeyed it. That's what it means to do the word. But then that wasn't even, he then took what he knew and what he was doing, and he was proclaiming it to others. And that Old Testament principles carried on over, even though that old law was nailed to the cross, that principles carried over into the New Testament. That's what we're to do, and that's what James said. But if reading the Bible's enough, why did they stop the chariot? Let's go to another point that I often think about when I read this text. If preaching and teaching is all that is necessary for one to be saved, why did they stop the chariot? Philip was preaching the gospel, right? I mean, can you imagine having somebody like Philip in that day, who was obviously had great success, probably well known for preaching the gospel? He was an evangelist, had special connections, had rubbed elbows, if you will, with the apostles themselves. Here's Philip sitting down with me and reading and studying with me from the scripture. If that alone saves, why did they stop the chariot? And a lot of people believe, and I've talked with people over the years who will listen to televangelist, and they believe that's all you got to do, turn on the TV an hour a week, or I know people that will tune me in. I've actually had people who I've found out over the years, we had a radio program where I used to preach, and they listened to me every single Sunday. And I found out later that they would call me their preacher. He's my preacher. Never darkened the door of the church building. Didn't know him from Adam. But they believed that just tuning in for a few minutes. And I want to encourage the people that are tuned in right now. You keep doing that. But that alone doesn't save you.
Amen.
You have to respond to the gospel. So the next time we get together, we'll finish this lesson. I've got a few more things I want to say.
Okay.
And look at. But again, if you're listening, why did they stop the chariot if that was all that was necessary? Till next time we meet.
Thank you, Terry. So you've heard, we're going to finish this at another time. We hope that you'll be able to tune in at that time and listen to the conclusion of Why Stop the Chariot. Here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome to this week's announcements. We remember all the ones that's on our prayer list, especially the ones that's been in the hospital, had surgeries and had procedures done. Remember all them during the time of their healing. Remember all the ones that's recovering from different illnesses they have. Be with them during the time of their prayer. Be with us now when we come to our revival studies. Our revival studies are Sunday morning, 9:45, and we're doing the book of Galatians. The ladies that get online on the phone on Sunday nights at 5 p.m. We have our midweek Wednesday services at 6:30, and that, and they're doing the Book of James on that night. Also, the church youth group, they get together on, they're going to be the next one coming up, and get together will be April the 11th, and that'll be 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and encourage all the youth to come for that on that night. Also, the ladies get together on Saturday mornings, every other Saturday, and the next one will be April the 4th, and that'll be from 8:30 to 9:30, and then morning time on Saturday. This is Mark Randolph bringing you the weekly announcement.
For my closing thoughts today, as we listen to a continuation on the lesson of why stop the chariot, I want you to consider here that what was happening as they were up in the chariot, they were examining the Word of God, the Old Testament at that time as it was written, as the New Testament was being written during these times. What we looked at was in Acts chapter 8, and it would be good for you to read those scriptures, go over them very thoroughly, and think what's going on, what did the eunuch just come from in Jerusalem, what he had heard, all those things are important, what he's looking at in the Old Testament, why is he looking at that chapter, and what are the things that Philip's saying to them, and consider those. So I'd encourage you to do that, and we'd encourage you to come to the Bible studies that we have here at the South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, and you'd be very welcome to do that. Our worship service is 10:30, and the Bible study is at 9:45 a.m. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. Our theme is There's a Fountain Free, composed by Mrs. M.B.C. Slade and Dr. A.B. Everett. Other hymns we feature in this podcast are He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. Also, we have heard A Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens. And to close this podcast, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We would like to thank all of the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our guests this season are from, but not limited to, the following organizations: the Southeast Ohio Food Bank in Logan, Hawking County, Christ's Table in Zanesville, Muskingum County, Somerset Church of Christ in Somerset, Perry County, New Concord Church of Christ in New Concord, Muskingum County, Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team in Tipp City, Miami County, Pennsville Church of Christ in Pennsville, Ohio, Morgan County, Lone Star Church of Christ in Falls of Rough, Kentucky, World Bible School. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and the scheduler of our guests. Jared also is our webmaster and assembler of the stories on the Christian News webpage. We thank all of our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening each week to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcast posted from time to time. Let's talk again in a week.